basketball to baseball, we are the official sports talk station of your Georgia Bulldogs. And this is Bulldog Roundtable. This morning, we take you behind the scenes of Georgia athletics on the only station live from Athens every week of the year.
In the pocket with time, scrambles to the right, he's got room. 35, 30, 25, 20, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown!
We're bringing you exclusive interviews with Bulldogs coaches and players, the latest news from Athens, and hands down the best Bulldogs coverage in the entire South. Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union. Find out how you can become one of Georgia's Own at georgiasown.org. Breda Pest Management. From pest to critters, they can handle whatever's bugging you. Book your appointment right now at bredapest.com. And by attorney Ken Nugent. One call, that's all.
The drought is going to end right here, folks.
Yes, sir.
It's over. The Dogs have won it.
Now, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union studios in the Buttmere building in Athens, it's Chuck Dowdle on the Bulldog Roundtable.
And a good Tuesday morning to all of you in the Bulldog Nation. Welcome to the Bulldog Roundtable, coming to you from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios right here in the Buttmere building on campus at the University of Georgia, and presented by Breda Pest Management and attorney Ken Nugent. And what a game the Dogs had against Auburn, 27-10, a packed Sanford Stadium. Georgia now 9-1. They finished the SEC part of their regular season schedule at 7-1, and UMass coming in Saturday at 4 o'clock. Next to last home game here at Sanford Stadium for this senior class. And we got some big announcements for you. First off, DeAndre Swift, congratulations to him. Another huge effort for him as he went over 100 yards again. Third straight game over 100 yards for the running back out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And with that, he gets for the second week in a row SEC Offensive Player of the Week. So our congratulations to DeAndre Swift for that. And then also, the University of Georgia yesterday announced that in the future now we have scheduled, listen to this, two games home and home with Clemson University, a longtime rival of the Georgia Bulldogs. So that rivalry is being renewed. That will take place in the years of, let's see, the Bulldogs will play at Clemson on September 15th of 2029, and then the Tigers will come to Athens on August 31st. That'll be a season opener of 2030. So back-to-back years with Clemson. And then also, how about this? And I was surprised at how few times in history these two great football powers have played. But Georgia will travel to Austin, Texas to take on the Longhorns on September 2nd of 2028, and then we'll host Texas on September 1st of 2029. So 2029, you want to circle that year for sure on your future calendar, because Georgia will be playing out-of-conference games against Texas, Clemson, and Georgia Tech in 2029. But home and home with the Texas Longhorns, and home and home with the Clemson Tigers at the end of the 20s and at the start of 2030. August 31st of 2030 is the Clemson Tigers will be at Sanford Stadium. So those are certainly big games in the future for the Dogs, and we're happy to see them on the schedule there as we look way, way down the road. But let's talk more about what's going on with these Georgia Bulldogs here in 2018. And for me, there's nothing more entertaining than hearing one quarterback talk to another quarterback. So we set up that very scenario with the last quarterback to lead the Georgia Bulldogs to a national championship. That was our own Buck Blue back in 1980, and set him up with the guy that led the Georgia Bulldogs into the national championship game last year, and that is now sophomore quarterback Jake Fromm.
Jake, you've put three excellent performances back to back to back. Congratulations on playing so well. How have you done it here these last 3 weeks?
Well, thank you. Really, after the bye week, just really kind of focusing on preparation and really just trying to execute the best we can on offense. So I think everybody, you know, all 11 people on the field at the same time, everybody's kind of working together, clicking, and, you know, as you can see, it's kind of working out for us.
Yeah, that loss to LSU, look, it's a punch to the nose, obviously. So isn't it you catch yourself in a situation where everybody's looking in the mirror and trying to figure out, okay, how do I get better so the team can get better? How did you get better? What were you thinking coming off that loss?
Right. You know, a humbling experience for everybody. Everybody definitely had to look themselves in the mirror and say, hey, you know, I got to step my game up and play at another level. And everybody, for the most part, really did that. And we really worked hard on third down execution. And I think you can kind of tell that a little bit. Really focused on, you know, being physical, running the football with that kind of mentality. And, you know, when we kind of do that, we're going to be a really good offense.
Jake, you guys have really set yourself up for another fantastic finish to the season. I know it's got to be exciting. Are you giving these students the stiff arm when they want to talk about playing Alabama in the SEC title game?
A little bit, yes. You know, that's on down the road. That's not my mentality right now. My mentality right now is, hey, how can we get better going into this week? You know, how are we going to get this win? And then on to the next one, on to the next one. But right now, I'm in the now. I'm focusing on this week and this week's preparation.
Jake, I remember handing that thing to Herschel Walker a little bit, and I was thinking, wow, I've got the best view of anybody on the field.
Absolutely.
Seeing where these holes are and the way these talented running backs hit the hole. And I would imagine it's the same for you right now, seeing Swift and Holyfield bang these defenses. Swift, obviously, with a big game against Auburn. What was that like watching these guys do their thing?
Oh, it's amazing. The 1-2 punch of those guys is something really special. You know, it reminds me a lot of last year with Nick and Sony, and those guys, you know, really do a phenomenal job of hitting holes, breaking tackles, whether that's running somebody over, whether that's, you know, a little shake and bake and getting around them with these quick cuts. It's unbelievable. The way they get around some of these big guys, these fast guys, it's truly incredible.
Yeah, and they're both good all-around backs. I saw Swift picking up the blitz for you one play against Auburn. So he's really a good pass blocker, a guy that can catch the ball, run inside, run outside. And Holyfield's the same way. So versatile.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I mean, first off, pass protection, that's never in, you know, the running backs, you know, kind of first thought. You know, that's not what they come to the University of Georgia to do is pass protect. And that's something, you know, they, you know, a lot of guys really don't like to do, but I really appreciate what they do for me and what they do for this football team.
Talking Georgia Bulldog football with Bulldog quarterback Jake Fromm here on The Fan, the college football voice of the South. Are you paying attention to Chubb and Michelle and what they're doing on Sundays? We saw Chubb really slice and dice this Falcons defense this past week. Both those guys having success. I'm sure you never doubted that that's what would happen here.
Right, absolutely. You know, those guys are incredible talents and great football players. They're going to be successful in the NFL. And, you know, with Nick, his performance last Sunday, a little bittersweet for me, you know, because growing up in Georgia, being a Falcons fan, but that's awesome to see him having the success he's having at that level. It's awesome. You know, and Sony's, he's battled some injuries, but, you know, he's awesome in a great system, and can't wait to see what holds for him in the future.
Jake, what about that offensive line? You're playing some young guys. Cade Mays has had to move around a little bit. He's done a pretty good job for you. And Kendall Baker stepped in, and now you got Cleveland coming back in there. How do you see where this offensive line's at right now, heading to the finish line?
Well, you see a lot of interchangeable parts, and you see a coach who's doing a phenomenal job coaching those guys up and being able to put anybody in there at any given time, and those guys working together. I think that says a lot to the camaraderie in the offensive line room and how they mold and gel together. Because right now they're playing at a really high level with the double teams, with the pass protection. Because we had a little bit of pass protection problems maybe early in the year, didn't run the ball quite as well as we wanted to, and now you kind of see both of those aspects really, really kind of hitting its stride, and it's awesome to see, and glad it's hitting it now.
Jake, what's leadership dynamic like for a sophomore quarterback? You know, I did a little of this a few years ago, and I found myself playing off the lead of the upperclassmen, but you try to step in as a quarterback, the leader of that huddle, you got to step in and assume a little of that leadership role. What's that been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, for me, it's been easy. I think leadership is something I kind of do naturally, and I'm just trying to serve my teammates in the best way possible. It's different for different guys, and when I walk into a huddle, you know, I got command of the huddle. You know, let's go out there, let's go execute, and let's put points up on the board for this team.
Jake, finally, what about the competition? The listeners would be disappointed if I didn't ask you about Justin Fields. I've been impressed with the way you've handled this competition. It's been really impressive. Both of you guys seem like the team comes first.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we want the team to win and be successful. That's kind of our number one thing. And right now, just trying to make each other better, make the team better.
Gentlemen, thanks so much. We're going to take a break. We come back. I got wide receiver. Guy got back into that end zone for the Dogs last Saturday against the Tigers. Tyler Simmons, he's next here on the Bulldog Roundtable.
This is the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs. 680 The Fan on FM at 93.7.
If you haven't heard, Super Bowl 53 is coming to Atlanta, and it's a pretty hard ticket to get. Hey, it's Chuck Dowdle. I want to tell you how you can win tickets to the Super Bowl. You can win a Super Bowl experience from Visa by using your Georgia's Own Visa debit or credit card. When you use your Georgia's Own debit or credit card between October 1st and December 1st, you'll be entered for a chance to win a trip to Super Bowl 53 right here in Atlanta, courtesy of Visa. To learn more, visit georgiasown.org. I'm Chuck Dowdle, and I'm one of Georgia's Own.
No purchase or obligation necessary to enter to win the Visa 2018 NFL Super Bowl 53 sweepstakes for Georgia's Own Credit Union. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 or older as of October 1st. Void in Puerto Rico and where prohibited. PIN-based and ATM transactions are not eligible. Ends December 1st. For official rules, including details on non-purchase entries, visit georgiazone.org/visa-sweepstakes.
15 years of marriage. 3 children. I've worked so hard to build a business to support our family, and now my wife wants to take our kids. I know it's been tough for us, but do we really need a divorce?
Divorce hurts, but it doesn't have to be nasty.
Meriwether and Tharp, the Atlanta divorce team.
I mean, we're talking about my kids. She loved me at one time, and she knows I love our kids. I just can't sit back and watch. I need some answers.
This is Bob Tharp. Meriwether and Tharp is your Atlanta divorce team. We've assembled one of the largest teams of divorce attorneys in the state. Let us match you with the right team of attorneys for your situation. We'll navigate you through the uncertainties of divorce. It's more effective, and it saves you money.
The Atlanta Divorce Team, with offices all around Atlanta. Headquarters at 11475 Great Oaks Way, Alpharetta. Call 678-879-9000. Helping clients through difficult times. Meriwether and Tharp. TheAtlantaDivorceTeam.com.
Thanksgiving road trips are on the horizon, so think ahead and change your vehicle's motor oil. Stop by Advance Auto Parts now through November 28th to select one of our Freedom to Choose oil change bundles. Choose between 5 quarts of Castrol GTX, Valvoline, or Pennzoil conventional oil with any Purolator Classic oil filter for only $26.99. Think ahead. Think Advance. At Advance Auto Parts and participating Carquest locations. See store for details.
This is Georgia head coach Kirby Smart, and you're listening to the Bulldog Roundtable on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, 680 The Fan on FM at 93.7. Go Dawgs!
And welcome back to the Bulldog Roundtable, and our next guest on the show today is none other than Tyler Simmons. And Tyler, congratulations, another touchdown grab, got in that end zone again.
Yes, sir, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you like that now. It's good. Now you're getting this kind of old hat to you, huh?
Yeah, it's a good feeling.
You guys had such a good game against Auburn, and you go out there and you were able to do what you needed to do against a team that was really playing to kind of, I mean, to knock you guys off would have been huge for their season.
Yeah, it would have been big. Coach emphasized that they want what we have. So we tried to go out and keep that momentum going and keep the dream going, really.
Yeah, keep the dream going,
yes,
which it certainly is at this point. Could you talk a little bit about how the offense has really, since the LSU game, about you guys look like you're getting better and better every week?
Yes, sir. The offense is starting to click a lot. I know we have a couple guys going down, but it's always next man up mentality, and we don't really see much of a difference when the next man steps up.
Yeah, what is that? I mean, is it just that you guys are – so close in talent, and when you're in that I know there's such a camaraderie when you're in the meeting rooms together.
Yeah, that's all gained at practice, all the trust and everything. Camaraderie is gained at practice, and in those meeting rooms we have a lot of competitiveness going on in those meeting rooms, and we got a lot of guys to play, so it's always good to have that next man step up and be able to don't miss a beat.
Well, you know, past three games, the team has rushed for a huge number of yards. And one of the things that's a key ingredient to that, particularly when you see a long run spit, you can look downfield to see those receivers blocking. And that's something that you've embraced as much as catching the football.
Yes, sir. Coach always emphasizes that we make those long runs into touchdowns. So if we block those safeties and keep our hands on them long enough, we could spring those running backs for the big ones.
Is that something that when a run is called, you're concentrating on, I want to make sure I get out and execute my block to the best of my ability?
Of course, because we know that block could be the key block. Like J.J. Holloman, his block was the key block to spring Swift for his touchdown.
That huge touchdown run he had against Auburn.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He had a big block there. But you come up with plenty of them, too.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Yeah, I mean, do you like that kind of contact? You like getting out?
I mean, yeah, I do. I love it.
Used to be the receivers, you know, they didn't like that.
Yeah, I'm they call us the pretty boys, but we're not so pretty. We get pretty dirty, too.
I was just telling Jake Fromm was by earlier, and I was telling him, I said, you know, they talk about the offensive line as being the big uglies.
Yeah.
You know, I said, with the case of our offensive line, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ever look at those guys?
Yeah, I do.
They're pretty ugly. Huh? And they're big, aren't they?
Yeah, they're huge.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that fits perfectly for our guys. Now, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't tell them that I said that.
I keep it between us.
Yeah, just keep it between us. We don't want them to know that I was saying that about them. Let's talk a little bit about UMass coming in here. This will be a different challenge for you because it's not a team that you see on a regular basis.
Yes, sir. We just got to keep the momentum going and treat them like any other team, like we're playing Alabama, really. And just, like I said, keep the momentum going.
Well, Coach Smart talks about it being about us and that there is a certain level of execution that is expected of this team not just every game, but every snap of the ball.
Yes, sir.
Is that accurate?
Yes, sir. He emphasized that we just want to, like you said, it's about us. It's about us getting better for every week and just showing it on the field.
These are the last couple of games for seniors.
Yeah, I know.
At Sanford Stadium.
Yeah.
Does that seem a little unusual to you?
It's unusual to me because I'm getting closer to that time.
Yeah.
So it's going to be – it's going to be different not having them next year, but I know they're looking forward to it, to moving on to the next level.
And for you guys, you want to make sure that they go out in the right way.
Yes, sir. Undefeated, 2 years undefeated in Sanford Stadium.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is.
To have a two-year run and not losing a home game.
Yes, sir.
And that's something you guys could show these seniors and say, hey, look, we love you, and we love you enough to lay it on the line out here for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing you want to do. Tyler, it's awfully good to see you. Let's keep the momentum going, as you say. And,
yes, sir.
You know, we got UMass, Georgia Tech, and then an SEC championship game, but it's just one step at a time, and that step, UMass, 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll do it. All right, Tyler Simmons with us here on the Bulldog Roundtable. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up.
Bulldog Roundtable, live from the UGA campus in Athens. The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay with Engineered Solutions of Georgia. I want to wish you and your families a happy Thanksgiving. We are very thankful for the great year we had, and we could not have done it without you, our customers.
This is Lewis with Engineered Solutions of Georgia, and I want to take this time to thank all of our employees. So hats off to our staff for being so committed to doing whatever it takes. You are all true professionals.
Happy Thanksgiving, Atlanta.
I'm attorney Ken Nugent, and I'm here with former Bulldog quarterback and radio host Buck Ballew.
Ken's going to donate $500 to two members of the military every Bulldogs football game this season.
If you're a member of the military, go to attorneykennugent.com to enter.
And two people are going to win $500 every game.
One click.
That's it.
Ken Nugent, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Call 1-800-CALL-KEN, 1355 Peachtree Street, Northeast, Suite 1000, Atlanta, Georgia 30309.
If you haven't heard, Super Bowl 53 is coming to Atlanta, and it's a pretty hard ticket to get. Hey, it's Chuck Dowdle. I want to tell you how you can win tickets to the Super Bowl. You can win a Super Bowl experience from Visa by using your Georgia's own Visa debit or credit card. When you use your Georgia's own debit or credit card between October 1st and December 1st, you'll be entered for a chance to win a trip to Super Bowl 53 right here in Atlanta, courtesy of Visa. To learn more, visit georgiazone.org. I'm Chuck Dowdle, and I'm one of Georgia's own.
No purchase or obligation necessary to enter to win the Visa 2018 NFL Super Bowl 53 sweepstakes for Georgia's own credit union. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 or older as of October 1st. Void in Puerto Rico and where prohibited. PIN-based and ATM transactions are not eligible. Ends December 1st. For official rules, including details on non-purchase entries, visit georgiazone.org/visa-sweepstakes.
This is Bulldog Roundtable with Chuck Dowdle, live from the Georgia Zone Credit Union Studios in the Butzmere Center in Athens, on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Well, welcome back to the Bulldog Roundtable, and let's turn our attention to recruiting, which is always on the forefront if you're Kirby Smart or a member of his staff. But Jake Roos of UGASports.com. Jake, it was a huge win, obviously, over the Auburn Tigers. Packed Sanford Stadium, beautiful night for football under the lights. But the most important thing, aside from that final score, were the number of recruits that were on the sideline and in that locker room after the game. And I think Kirby told me, it was one of the biggest recruiting weekends of the year.
Yeah, I think far and above, given the talent that was there. You know, you're talking about multiple guys that are huge targets for this class. Tyreek Stevenson jumps right off the page to me, a four-star guy out of that Miami area. They want him in the defensive backfield, pushing really hard, going up against Miami for his services. And, you know, Georgia feels confident. I think that all indications are it was a good visit for him. You know, he looked to be enjoying himself and was spending some time with Kenny McIntosh, a guy from Fort Lauderdale, a four-star running back in his own right, a guy who was also on his official visit. So those were two of the top guys, but you had talent in the 2020 class all over the field. You know, top players included Brian Breesy, you know, one of the top defensive ends. You got Chris Braswell, who's a top 100 outside linebacker in the 2020 class. Damon Clowney, related to Jadavian. His cousin.
Those are pretty good genes.
Yeah, that's not bad. You know, another top 100 guy in that 2020 class. So that's really what was impressive to me is as big as it was for the 2019 class, you're seeing that dedication from this staff to focus on that 2020 class simultaneously. You know, they've made no bones about recruiting two classes at once.
You know, just with the rules as they are governing recruiting and what can be said and can't be said and so forth, you know, it seems that lately the only thing that is getting much publicity is the fact that we've had kids decommit. And is that something that Georgia fans should be alarmed about?
You know, I don't think so. That's kind of a natural progression every year. You know, I've told people, four guys recently decommitted, Jalen Perry, J.D. Bertrand, Jaden Hazelwood, and John Emery. I think out of that group, you know, two of those were probably a bit of a surprise to Georgia. I think that the other two were probably a mutual parting of ways between the staff and the recruits. So, you know, gave everybody time to, you know, look for other opportunities and kind of figure out what they wanted to do. But they wanted to go in different directions.
So let me just make sure I understand. It's fair to say that there are times when a young man publicly commits, and then the staff at a later point, or the school, has to say, look, we're going in a different direction, so maybe it's best that you decommit and you go in a different direction.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think that that's it's not great. I mean, people don't love that happens, but it's necessary. Exactly. And it's what happens, especially with your early commits, guys you take commits from in their junior and sophomore years. You want to see how they progress over time. And if it's not what you think, you know, fits with your system, then you want those guys to be able to go somewhere where they're going to have the opportunities and the opportunity at playing time. And so I think that that's what's happened in some of these cases.
Out of that group that was there on Saturday, and you were talking about how much some of these guys enjoyed their visits. What are you hearing just overall from recruits about the new facilities here and what impression that is making on them?
It's blowing kids away. I mean, when Kirby Smart says it's a premier facility in the country, he's absolutely right, and that's ringing true with these recruits. You know, that wasn't always the case. I know that you know well, Chuck, the locker room before this was a little less than impressive. You know, some of these guys play in better high school locker rooms than that one. So, you know, for Georgia to take that step forward, it was huge, definitely, and I think is paying big dividends for for them on the recruiting trail.
Yeah, it was always amazing to me that there was no shower. There they had to, all that had to take place back over at this building, and then they had to bus back and forth. But now with the new one that and the giant G on the ceiling there, which for fans who've not had the opportunity to go in that locker room, that G on the ceiling in that locker room is the second largest G on the campus, second only to the G that's at the middle of the field.
There you go.
At Sanford Stadium. I mean, that is it is impressive, and it lights up, and it's a beautiful place. But Jake, as we head down, what can we expect? Because we are approaching December and that first signing period, what can we expect from the Dogs in that first signing period?
You know, I think it's going to be a lot like we saw last year from Georgia, and that's you know, guys kind of emerging here after these late visits. You'll have some December official visits, and I think that you'll start to see the needle move, possibly even on some names that we're not even considering yet. You know, they're going to go out and take shots at guys who are committed elsewhere or top players who are uncommitted. Last year during this time, I mean, you saw Georgia pick up a number of commits, you know, that weren't even, didn't feel on the radar or anything like that. So I think that you're going to see a very similar push from them this year. And what that allowed them to do, and I think that they want to do, again, you want to sign as many of those guys as you can. That way you can focus your efforts on a very select few heading into February.
Into February at what was the traditional signing period. But you do expect, like last year, I think we were all, nobody quite knew what to expect from that new early signing period. And lo and behold, it turned out to be the thing. So you are expecting that to be the thing again this year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that it gives coaches a great handle on how they want to finish their classes. And it's become a very important tool, you know, to evaluate, hey, what's the work we need to do moving forward into February? Where do we need to focus our efforts as far as positions go? And so, yeah, you're seeing not only Georgia, but teams across the nation push for guys to go ahead and get their letters in.
There you go. All you recruiting gurus out there in radio land, Jake Roos, UGASports.com, and he's just clued you in on what to look for and how it's going for the Dogs. Jake, thank you so much.
Absolutely, Chuck. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate him being here. And we're going to wrap it up. For those all of you in the Bulldog Nation, thanks so much for being with us. Stay tuned now for Nick and Chris. They're next here on 680 The Fan. Let's have a great Bulldog Tuesday, everybody. And don't forget, Dogs play basketball tonight in Philly against Temple. See you on Thursday.